Psachim, Perkhes Mishneh Gimel. Omer Levonov, person says to his sons, while he's going up to Yerushalayim, like the Tversal explains, Hareini Shoychet Eser Pesach HaMishi Ala Mikem Rishon Yerushalayim. I am shechting this carbon Pesach for whoever gets up to Yerushalayim first. Kevan Shehichnes HaRishon Roisha V'Rubo. Since the first person gets to the finish line, he crosses into Yerushalayim with his Rosh and most of his body. Zocha Bechalko Mezakis Achiv Imo. So he's Zocha for his Chelek, and he's Mezaka the other brothers with him. So this has nothing to do with Bray or anything like that. The Rab brings that he's only doing this just to be Mizariz, his children. He wants them to have Zrizus in running up and doing this mitzvah. But really, like the Tferesol explains, is that the father's really being Mizaka to all of the children. It's just being done through the first son that gets there. But really, all of them are included in this, whoever gets there first. Doesn't matter. Mishnah continues, Li'olam nimnin olav achi aboy kezayis l'chol echad ve'echad. Always, a person can be designated for Karban Pesach as long as there is at least a kezayis for every person that's designated for that Karban Pesach. And what's the lashon of li'olam? That always? So Gemara explains that this is not like Rabbi Yossi Shita, that li'olam means that a person, even if he was part of one chabura, he can still transfer and join another chabura, even if there's nobody left over in his first chabura. That's what li'olam means, always. You can always join a chabura. So Mishnah continues, Nimnin u'moshchen esyedem imenu achi yishchot. So he can always become designated and join a group of a Karban Pesach, or he can take himself away from a group until it's shechted. L'mashal, it's like a carpal before school, when they have all these different carpals, and oh, this one's going to this one, no, this is switch, and this one goes to this carpal, up until school starts. Once school starts, gets much harder. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Achi Yizrak Olav Esadam. Rabbi Shimon is Chaylik, and he says that you can still pull yourself away from one chabura. Rabbi Shimon agrees, though, that you can't join a chabura after shechita. Rabbi Shimon holds you can pull yourself away from a chabura after shechita before the zrikas adam. It's a machlokes based on the pasuk, b'michsachs nefashos, and then tachosu al aseh, how you darshan and when you can pull away. They both agree that you can't add to a chabura after the shechita is done. But Rabbi Shimon holds, but you can pull yourself away from this chabura before zrika is done, even after shechita, and then you would just join another chabura when this new chabura, there the shechita wasn't done. That's what you can do according to Rabbi Shimon, but the Rav says Allah is not like Rabbi Shimon.